gonna have to. Say the days, the months of the year again. Just the months of the year.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay, how about the months of the days of the week? Now,
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, and I asked you about how you greet a person, let's say before noon.
Good morning.
Yeah, and afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Or
good evening.
Yeah, you said you'd use the term good evening all the way, anytime.
Well, if I wish to be formal, yeah. Otherwise I'd say howdy, Bill.
Okay, but you could use good afternoon and good evening anytime from noon onward, huh?
The same as bonjour.
Okay.
Bonjour. Right. Bon oui. Right.
And the names of the meals.
Breakfast, dinner, supper, or chow.
Okay. And then and chow could be any one of the meals. Is that right?
That's right. All it right. refers to any meal.
Okay. And then
when the army cooks, bellows, come and get it, or I'll throw it out to the other hole.
Yeah. Okay. and we said night would begin then from dusk to
sunrise.
All right. And when the sun disappears, you call that
sunset.
All right. And then we're talking about the word rise. Say, what time does the sun
rise?
And you say this morning the sun what at 5:30? The sun this morning the sun.
Sunrise.
This morning, though, yet, or yesterday morning, the sun.
It rose.
Yeah, and but we had gone.
It didn't. It appeared to rise.
All right, and that's right. And so you'd say the sun had already what before we started work? The sun had already
risen.
All right.
It was sun up.
Okay. Right. The words sun up and sun down you mentioned before, but how do you?
Sun up is when the sun appears.
Uh-huh.
Sun down is when it disappears.
Uh-huh. Is there any special usage you associate with the with using sun down and sun up, for example?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Used in this part of the country.
Okay. Now, say Wednesday is what? Wednesday is Tuesday was
yesterday, and yesterday.
Uh-huh. And Thursday will be
tomorrow.
All right. And we said the use of the word week. Something happened. You say it happened
last week.
Uh-huh. And it's going to happen Sunday, the following Sunday. You'd say
next week
or Sunday.
The Negro would say this year coming week.
Okay. Well, I see. But you might say Sunday week.
That's right. You know what they mean.
This
year coming.
Uh-huh. But what would you say, probably?
Next week.
All right, or the week after that, you'd say?
Week after next.
Uh-huh. But I mean the word, the use of the form Sunday week.
That means a Sunday week from now.
Okay.
They use that a lot.
Uh-huh. Now, if you wanted to know the time of day, you might ask someone, you didn't have a watch, you might say to someone,
what time is it?
All right. And on my wrist, I'm wearing a
wristwatch.
All right. Now, it's 2:00, let's say. 15 minutes later, you'd say the time is